talk today to West Branch boys basketball coach Tom Berger. Bears have three games under their belt here. Week two of the high school basketball season. Coach, welcome on.
Thanks for having me.
You guys have had an interesting opening three games here. Two at home, one on the road. 1-2 after three games. You guys go to Winfield Mount Union Friday, and then Meat Grinder next week with Cascade and Regina, both games at home. You're going to find out a lot about your team in the next 3 to 4 games here.
Yeah, it's an interesting schedule at Cascade and Regina next week, and then we go to West Liberty on Saturday and Comanche on Monday and Mid Prairie at home on Tuesday, and then we're off for winter break. So it's kind of an NBA schedule. I think we've said that the last couple of years, so it hasn't changed, unfortunately.
You guys started with a 58-18 victory in the season opener at home against Wilton. You guys traveled to Monticello, lost by 10, scored 58 in that game. Last night with Tipton, barn burner, took a 2-point loss in that game. Coach, one thing that sticks out right off the bat is consistency in scoring. You know, you guys lost an All-State player in Cooper Cabala, and you never know. On the outside, you don't know. I mean, I'm sure you guys have had a plan, and you guys have started to execute that. Talk about, you know, just that consistent, as far as points scored here, is that good? Are you expecting to score more? Or are you expecting to score less even? Where are you at as far as that goes?
I mean, I like the scores in the 50s, but I'm a defensive guy. I don't like to watch games in the 80s or 90s. I just don't like that. I'd rather watch defense, the defense conquer the offense. So, this doesn't bother me. The problem, and I've been pretty happy holding Tipton to 59. Monticello was 68 was a little bit too much, and we'd probably win, and then we didn't keep it in the 50s. So,
you know, Coach, we're back here talking with Tom Berger, West Branch boys basketball coach. I didn't see Monticello or Tipton, but those by far are probably the toughest games of the three. You know, last night with Tipton, it's a big game for both teams. I would submit that it might have been bigger for you guys in a sense with your upcoming schedule. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think it was a game that we really, especially on our home court, wanted to win. And thought we needed to win, and you know we know Tipton's going to have a great year, and to be able to possibly knock them off would have been huge for us for this year.
Despite taking the close loss, you guys did gain a lot of confidence. You look at Ben Thompson. You look at we talked earlier about Tanner Lukoski kind of getting baby steps there in second half, different player than the first half. I mean, I can go down the line here. You brought Kate Aspelmeyer in the game, and he had some good minutes. I'll just go down the line. I guess, you know, Ted Bridges, Brett Sheely, some good rebounds, some good reversing of the offense and stuff. Zach Thompson, I believe, played, if I remember right. Brady Lukoski, you know, he's improved from last year. He's got a lot more minutes than I remember last year. And I don't know. I think you guys are pretty solid this year.
Well, we decided not to practice on Saturday, and instead have individual meetings with all the kids and talk to them about their role and how they can help the team, whether it's in practice or in a game. And you know, we have certain kids that, hey, your job is just to play defense and get after every loose ball. Your job is to do that, those two things, and then shoot the ball when you're wide open, and then maybe not shoot it off the first pass within our offense. And if you want playing time, these are the things you got to do. And I thought that was a pretty good indication of that our talks actually worked on Saturday. Our kids came out and they did their role. Kate maybe knows his role is not to score, but his role was to play good defense and give us some really good minutes as a sub to give some starters some breaks. Or if we're in foul trouble, those minutes may start to go up. But I thought that every kid on our team did what we asked of them last night, and we're just going to have to watch some film to see where the breakdown was. in probably our team defense or our team offense. And, you know, just we just got to take care of the little things, and everything else will happen then.
Bo Cornwell, Ben Thompson, each with 19 last night. You know, I know when I was a kid, I watched college basketball quite a bit. Maybe not so much now with the family and stuff, with time and all that stuff. But one of the things I did not like was watching the Duke Blue Devils with Christian Laettner. I know I don't mind Duke itself, just to be clear. It's just Laettner. It's like, you know, I don't know. I can't think of somebody off the old South Iowa Cedar League off the top of my head, but I'm sure Montezuma had one or two. So, but, you know, Ben Thompson is one of those players, and, you know, he drew some ire of the Tipton fans and students last night, but I don't mind seeing Ben's game. Ben was a nice, fresh air last night. I enjoyed watching him play.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably one of the best games of his career. He was a first-team All-Conference South last year, and I think the thing that Ben thought coming into the season with losing Cobb was, I've got to pick up my scoring, and I've got to be more aggressive. And, you know, we talked to him on Saturday and said, you know, what you have to do is be the Ben of last year and get garbage points and do the dirty work. And, you know, he's playing against probably maybe the best player in our conference last night in Logan Hoffman. And I thought Ben did a really good job defensively on Hoffman. And then he, you know, scored 17 points, I think, in the first half, and then got in foul trouble in the second half. So I think he definitely held his own and learned that if I keep moving on offense, it's probably going to be a bigger guy than me guarding Ben. So I'm going to have to use my quickness and my smarts to get some points, get some rebounds, get to the foul line. And I thought him getting to the foul line was huge for us last night. His foul shooting percentage was really good. I think he maybe missed one or two.
Ben Thompson shot 6 of 9 from the field, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Coach, he killed in Tipton last year. He shot 72% from the floor in 3 games, averaged 17 points a game, maybe 17.7, I think, was the exact number. You know, I know Tipton had him circled as far as, hey, we have to know where this guy is at all times. You know, it didn't matter. And you know, he was on pace for 34, I think, at one time I had. But, you know, still, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. That's a good line there, too. You know, unfortunately, as we talked earlier about the foul trouble, both teams had some foul troubles. It was kind of eggshells for a lot of the second half. It's like, I don't know. You guys haven't had that situation yet, I'm guessing.
Well, it's kind of funny you mentioned that about Ben. Now I think I'm going to have to go into the locker room before every game and just tell him we're playing Tipton. If he's, I didn't know those stats, but I guess that's something I'm going to have to think about, is just telling every opponent is Tipton. But yeah, that's you know, I think we are looking for our identity right now, and we haven't really found that. But I mean, we're getting better every game. Monticello, we played okay, and then I thought we played a pretty good game against Tipton. But it was hard to really get in a flow last night. And the thing about officiating, it's going to be different every night. It's an unfortunate thing. In college basketball and NBA, it's just not consistent, because that's just the way the officials call it. And there's nothing we can do about it. Some guys let you play and some don't. So it's something we've got to adjust as a coaching staff and players to how the officials are going to call the game. And, you know, there were some things last night that, you know, of course, me being biased, I thought there were some calls that maybe we could have gotten. But, you know, that's just me being biased, and I may feel different after I go back and watch the film today. But, yeah, it's I felt like in the first half we were really attacked Tipton, and got to the foul line, got them in some foul trouble. And then in the second half, I felt like maybe we weren't nearly as aggressive offensively, and Tipton attacked us, which forced us into some foul problems.
Good news is you guys get another shot at Tipton. You come over to Tipton later after Christmas break. Tipton led 15-12 after the first quarter. You guys outscored them 16-11 in the second quarter to take a 28-26 halftime lead. Close game in the second half. They got 20 points in the fourth quarter. You guys got 19, 2 points shy. And it was 58-55 with about, I don't know, 30 seconds or something. Bo had a good look at a three-pointer, just missed, unfortunately for you guys. And for the, you had the foul, and Bo got a shot at the end to make it a two-point game. But, you know, it's the best you can do to, in a loss situation, knowing, I guess, you guys had a shot to tie it. Sometimes those opportunities aren't even around for teams, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. That you know, that's, we ran a play that we really didn't even practice. We kind of drew it up on the board in the timeout, and you know, tipped and cheated on it, and we just didn't make the adjustment on what we needed, and we probably should have told the kids that we would have taken a two right then, and didn't need a three. You know, it just seems like those minute timeouts go pretty darn quick. You know, you can't get them told everything you need to. So you've got to hope that they read and react when it comes to that. You're exactly right. You know, we would rather be in a situation where we're down three with 30 seconds to go instead of being down 20, because that obviously means we've played well. On paper, I think if you would look at that game on paper, you know, Tipton probably should have beat us by 20. And I thought our kids just played hard and grinded it out. And not to take anything away from Tipton, they, you know, they play well, and they've got some really good players and had some kids step up that we weren't aware of and maybe didn't play well on film that we had on them. So I think it was just a really good high school basketball game for people to watch. I told Coach Fouch after the game, I said, why don't we just cancel all the rest of our games and play each other every Tuesday and Friday? And it's always a good basketball game when Tipton and West Branch play each other.
We made note last night that, you know, it's two Iowa kids too. You know, there's some appreciation of that. I mean, you're from Thornburg, Tri-County area, I should say. Fouch is from, actually, now I think about it, I misspoke. Fouch is from Missouri, I guess. So never mind. Sorry about that to the listeners here. But, I mean, you guys have the appreciation of high school basketball and how special that is. It's kind of where I was going with that. So you guys turned your attention to Winfield Mount Union Friday. That's kind of a cool little road trip down to Winfield Mount Union. You know, a little specialness. I don't even think it's a stretch to say, you know, both of us are in the same era, and we remember Winfield Mount Union with Jess Settles, Clay Edwards, some of those guys. And I kind of like this little trip you guys are taking down there. The Wolves ended up winning 42-33 last night at home against Columbus Junction. They will have, including your game, three of their first four games at home, 1-2 coming in. They're going to be hungry to see what they have against you guys.
Yeah, that we lost a non-conference game with Alvernette from last year. So we were actually looking for that 21st game, and I kind of called around and shot some emails to some people, and Coach Deering from Winfield was a player at MFL Marmack when we lived up there, and we kind of got reacquainted when we met up down here at an Iowa basketball game, actually. And we scrimmaged them over Christmas break the last 2 years. They came up to our place, so When I found out they needed it, or we needed a game, he needed one also. I just said, hey, if you're interested, let's look for a date. And I said, I don't care where we play. And he said, well, if you come here, looks like the date that we have open. So it all worked out good. And, you know, we're excited to go down there and play them on Friday night. It's boys only. Our girls won't be traveling with us. I think they're at Solon, the night before. So yeah, out of conference, and just to see somebody different, and they'll give us a fight. They may play us a little bit different than what we are used to seeing in the River Valley, which is fine. We just have to adjust to what our opponents are doing too. So we're excited to go down there, and then it gets a little tougher next week then.
They have, I assume it's a guard, B.J. Rogers, 15.7 a game, 9 three-pointers to lead them. You know, they have a couple guys hovering around 10 points. So a couple guys that you need to be aware of, I guess, is I know it disrupts a practice, a normal week, you know, but next week you have three games, and well, everyone knows the story of last year about different things as far as schedule goes. But, you know, it'll be good. It comes at a great time, too. You guys can get out of West Branch. And, you know, sometimes just getting away, you know, the hustle and bustle. You know, ACTs are coming up. I think it's this weekend. Maybe it's next. You know, I mean, that's a big deal in these kids' lives. You know, Christmas, there's all kinds of stuff with that. I mean, who's going to wear for Christmas, all that stuff. So, you know, just to stay focused on basketball sometimes is a challenge. And to be able to get away as a team is kind of cool, too, because, you know, here in a couple weeks, you guys kind of go your own directions for a couple days at least.
Yeah, that's I agree with that. Sometimes I think we play better on the road. I don't know why, but I do think we just seem to shoot the ball better on the road. I hope I'm not jinxing us now, but it is good to get away a little bit and get to different courts and hopefully they're a little team bonding, I guess, on the bus. Yeah, these kids got a lot on their minds right now. They got finals coming up here in the next couple weeks, and a lot of basketball. And then we take a break for a few days over Christmas, and looking at a scrimmage over Christmas break again. And then, wow, it's January 1st, and we play on the 2nd. So it's going to get busy for us.
Yeah, I've wondered. I'm sure it's just scheduling, but and how New Year's falls. But I think it's interesting here in Tipton. We're out of school until the 3rd, and I think a lot of schools are out till the 3rd. And then you know you come back and you have to play on the 2nd, and it's like, oh, you know, I've just sat around and watched football all day on the 1st. So anyway, thanks for coming.
Well, we play on the 2nd against Durant, and that will be a big game at our place. We'll practice on the 1st. The school has given us permission to at least do that. I'm not sure what time we'll practice. We've actually had a couple coaches want to scrimmage on the 1st, and I think we really just need to practice and prepare for Durant. But we want to give him some time off to be with her family and enjoy the holidays and get away from basketball a little bit, and then hopefully they'll come back and be hungry to play some good basketball after the first of the year. And then we kind of get into a normal schedule then. We don't have any Saturdays after the first of the year, and we're just Tuesday, Friday. So we get into a little routine, which is kind of nice for them. And traditionally here in the last couple of years, we've played our best basketball after Christmas. So not to throw out these next couple few games, but I hope we can still play well then. But you know, the important thing is to definitely be playing well down the stretch.
Coach, how important is it to me, it seems like, to work on what you can control at least till you can get to Christmas? You know, Christmas gives you the least distractions as far as practice time. I mean, there's other distractions, but, I mean, there's a lot of this. I know you guys, last night it looked like you guys were running something totally different, and which worked, and it was awesome to watch. But, you know, yet if you're doing something different, also you have to take care of yourself too and get some of that consistency and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's very true. I think we as a coaching staff are more concerned about what we are doing right now than we are what's the other team going to do to us. We try to predict on if they're going to play a zone, are they going to press us, what are they going to do. Sometimes we're right and sometimes we aren't. But yeah, we're more concerned about what we need to do and how we can get better on both ends of the court or the full court. As far as our offense, we've been primarily a motion team, and read and react and look to isolate kids. And now we've got a little bit more of a pattern look. But then again, it still gives us some motion principles, which I think our kids are, knocking wood here again, trying to, we're starting to get last night, tipped some things away from us and we reacted to what they were going to give us. So I hope that continues because it is something new that we're trying to do. And again, I think we're getting better every game on doing this, and the kids are getting more comfortable with it also.
Tom, thanks for coming on this morning. It was fun watching you guys play last night. I hope to see you sometime down the road here before the next time Tipton plays, so it's not that much of a of a stretch in time. But if not, we'll catch up another time.
Yep, that sounds good. Thanks for coming last night.